For the last 5 years, a pilot project on the Wind River Indian Reservation has been building backyard vegetable gardens for residents there. But so many people wanted to participate that the organizers applied for funding to get a full-fledged project off the ground with twice as many plots. As Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, the idea is to study whether gardening improves the many health issues on the reservation.
Out under the cottonwoods in her backyard near Fort Washakie, Northern Arapaho member Pat Burgee shows off her new raised bed garden.
Those are the tomatoes, strawberries. Over here I had done some cabbage inside. I brought them out and planted them, and those are what's gone.
Gone because birds came and gobbled them up.
The big ones, the magpies, are the ones magpies. That went out. Yeah, they're the hoggy ones.
Burgee has high blood pressure and hopes to bring it down with the kind of exercise and healthy food you get from vegetable gardening. Burgee says to monitor those benefits, researchers put her through a lot of health tests.
Well, they took blood for diabetes, blood pressure, and I think cholesterol. I'm not sure. Anyway, I remember the one with the blood.
Yes.
And she'll take those same tests 3 more times over the next 2 years. The project is called Growing Resilience. The National Institute for Health gave it $2.5 million to study the health benefits of gardening for 5 years on Wind River Reservation. Christine Porter is a researcher in public health at the University of Wyoming and one of the project's organizers.
What happens is, randomly assigned, half the families get a garden right away, and half the families serve as controls for 2 years, and they get a delayed intervention.
It's a joint project partnering the University of Wyoming and tribal groups to find solutions to health problems on the reservation, like heart disease, which Native Americans are almost twice as likely to deal with as whites in Wyoming. But the biggest health disparity on Wind River is diabetes. Tribal members here are up to 5 times more likely to struggle with the disease than the rest of the state's population. She says the rations provided for tribes after the U.S. government placed them on reservations in the late 1800s likely sparked some of the unhealthy trends still seen today.
Like fry bread was a very innovative development out of the lards and fats and white flour that people were given. And it's deadly. It's delicious, but it's deadly.
But Porter says the study will look at more than just diabetes and obesity. They're looking at 100 different health factors, physical and mental.
I would be very interested to look at the impacts of gardens on things like substance use and abuse, which can also be an issue among a small subset. Native Americans, and on average, actually drink, for example, alcohol way less than other groups. But those who do are much more likely to struggle with it being an issue.
The original pilot project already showed conclusive evidence that gardening does have powerful mental and physical health benefits. Porter says over the next 5 years, she'll gather yet more health data from 100 Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho families. The tribal health advocacy group, Blue Mountain Associates, will handle the logistics, doing the hard work of building 100 raised beds and teaching people to garden. Northern Arapaho, Dr. Virginia Sutter, is Blue Mountain's president. She says at one point her tribe was forced to turn to farming.
I believe it was Sharp Nose, who was my great-grandfather, and they settled over on the river, and the government said, you will no longer get the rations. You're going to have to plant a garden. So they gave them a plow, one plow for all these people.
But Sutter says the Northern Arapaho were Midwestern farmers before they moved onto the plains to hunt bison. And so they knew what to do with that plow.
They used that one plow over on the Wind River Reservation, and they fed all of their vans. They just planted row after row after row after row, and they worked them.
But Sutter says since then, younger generations have lost those farming skills. And that's why the project hired garden coordinators like Ethelene Potter to teach people how to raise their own food. Today, Potter's putting up a fence and bird netting to keep the magpies from eating Pat Burgee's seedlings. She shows Burgee how to get in and out of the new fence.
I just bent this one right here, Pat, so you just need to take this one off of here.
Very good. That, see what I mean, handy? I would have been like, how do I close this?
Coordinator Potter says her grandfather did lots of gardening on the reservation.
He had fields of like strawberries and garden and his farming. He had his cattle, pigs, chickens, you know.
And now she's teaching her own children and grandchildren.
If we capture them, I think, at a young age, they'll learn to love their vegetables.
Growing Resilience is still looking for families to participate in the study. To sign up, visit the Eastern Shoshone Tribal Health or the Wind River Development Fund. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.